Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
Oh my Disney. The battle is on, Gunners.
What battle?
Well, Walt Disney Company is bringing its biggest weapons to a new streaming service, including all the original Disney movies, all 30 seasons of The Simpsons, the Star Wars and Marvel movies, plus heaps more, in what is expected to be bruising war with Netflix and others for television dominance. It's going to be absolutely epic. It's also going to be ad-free to start with, I'd say.
How much?
Well, Disney Plus is going to be available in the US in November before expanding internationally and will cost $9.99 a month. That's Australian.
Got another bloody service I've got to pay for. Speaking of Disney, Star Wars The Force Awakened on Friday with the release of the first official trailer of Star Wars 9, The Rise of Skywalker.
We've passed on all we know. A thousand generations live in you now. But this is your fight.
Visual trailer, but it does sound absolutely amazing.
What's Dr. Evil doing in the film clip?
Don't know.
Amy Poehler has written and directed a movie called Wine Country. This sounds like my kind of movie. Starring some of her favourite SNL pals, including Tina Fey and Maya Rudolph, the movie tells her story of six pals who basically go on a wine tour in the Napa Valley for a 50th birthday bash.
It's an amazing day in wine country.
When was the last time we were all together?
I just want this to feel like a regular vacation. And somewhere in there, I'll just slide into 50.
To Rebecca!
Age is just a number.
What would you say your soul's age is?
18. Old enough to drink and bone. Don't have my own car yet, but I have a bike.
I made itineraries for everything we're going to do minute by minute on the trip.
We have lavender popping corn.
That's not enough.
Keep this party going!
What is that?
Molly. I did Molly in college, but she went back to her boyfriend. Hey-o.
That sounds like your type of movie,
it
I reckon.
It does.
90s pop diva Mariah Carey will receive the Icon Award at this year's Billboard Music Awards. Kelly Clarkson will host the ceremony for the second year in a row, as well as perform on the night. The Billboard Music Awards will air on NBC May the 1st.
And it's less than 2 hours before Season 8, Episode 1 of the highly anticipated HBO series Game of Thrones airs on Foxtel. Can you tell I'm excited, Gunners?
Just a bit.
Winter is here.
I've got some news for you. Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali. 91.7
The Wave.